Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Shocking Blue bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff you can read or listen to or watch. That's right. We got articles. We got podcasts. We got videos. We got a survey you can take every week. We ask a different question. We want to know what you think. Click your answer and see how the poll is going so far. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter every Sunday afternoon. We'll send that to you every week to get you ready for the week ahead. And all that's free at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including it's a place where you can find the body of work that Ellen Rohr has deposited with us over the years. Ellen is the author of the Bare Bones Biz Plans, among other books. And Ellen is also the Weekend Biz Planner, right, Ellen? That's another one.
And, that's right. That's moving faster.
You've got a
6 weeks. Let's put in the weekend.
That's right. And you've got a an event coming up. You want to talk about that for a second? Coming up next year.
Yes, and you'll hear more about it. But Jim is going to play with me on this event. It's called the Business Makeover Summit.
Yeah.
And we'll be visiting with the smartest business minds I know. I'll be interviewing them, and we'll play these interviews and get you charged up. We'll be particularly interested in family business issues. Which
right.
You and I have talked about a lot on this show, Jim. So
yep.
The Business Makeover Summit will be coming up in February, but we'll keep you posted in the meantime.
We'll be telling you more about that. Ellen, what we're talking about...
Yeah, we'll celebrate your book, too.
Yeah, what we're talking about right now is how to move faster. But not just move
faster.
Not just move faster, but accomplish things faster. You know, a bumblebee, if you tie a string around a bumblebee's leg, which I've done... It'll move really fast, but it just won't go anywhere, right? So we want to make sure that that's not what happens. We want to make sure that when we move, we actually make progress. And I believe that's from having a better decision making process, being able to make decisions faster, which means making smaller decisions but making lots of them. What do you think?
I love that, and let's go even broader for a moment. Intention is important. So business planning, I wrote a book about putting together a business plan in 6 weeks. And
right.
Then I put together a business plan in the weekend. But let's just even this for today. If you spend a little time thinking about your overarching intention, what do you want to have happen here? What would this business look like a year from now if everything you wanted came true? Get that intention straightened away. And that takes visualization, maybe a vision board, maybe writing an essay about it. And from that essay, write down what I really want, and then you can pluck from there some action items that, well, what if I did this to move there? I'm going to tell you something kind of fun. This is a ridiculous goal, and I'm super proud of it, but Jim, I'd like to win an Emmy someday. I'd like to win an Emmy.
I see that happening.
Yeah, because I think television, internet, the broadcast media is a fabulous way to reach the most people. And I think I would be absolutely darling, and we would just enjoy it. Win an Emmy for a business makeover TV reality show.
I completely agree. But one of the things I want to say about, I want to stick this one thing on what you're saying, folks.
Okay.
When you do what Ellen says, don't just think it; write it down. Because
absolutely.
There's something powerful about your words looking back at you from a sheet of paper. And I don't just mean type it into the computer. If you want to type it into the computer, fine, but then print it out and hold the paper in front of your nose and read those words. Whatever your goals are, whatever your aspirations are, is powerful, isn't it?
It is, and it's actually indicative of the creative process, because when you think it, and then move it into form, like on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Now that is, you're getting the creative process going. But let's, any goal, any intention that you have, if you think about it, you write it down. And then I thought, hey, if I want to win an Emmy, I better get on television. So what I thought I'd do is, on my master projects list, is to get on local television. So whenever I travel, I call the television station. I have a great pitch on putting your kids to work in their own business, getting out of a financial jam, how to get out of debt. Mm-hmm. I'm a plumber's wife turned business makeover expert, so sometimes I tie it to plumbing and plumbing tips. But my goal is, if I'm going to be on television, then I got to get on television.
So you got to get some experience.
You got to get moving, mm-hmm. and you got to get going in the direction, and then you trust that the universe and whatever spirituality you have is going to rush to the rescue and help, but you've got to take some action. So here, let's give some tactical tips for moving faster, but not faster to be busy, moving right. faster to make decisions that are aligned with your highest
All right.
intention.
All right.
Okay, so have a meeting with yourself. Today's Monday. If you haven't started the work week yet, my advice is to close the door, take off, after you're, finished with this show, shut down the electronics for maybe 15 minutes and think about what you want, and then look at the rest of the week. Write down some intentions and look at the rest of the week and block out some time. So this process of clarifying intention, committing to action, and then aligning the time, put it on the calendar. So if you decide, you know what, I'm tired of just scratching for calls, I'm going to call 10 customers this week with whom I've done business and stir those relationships back up again, that would be great. If your intention is to double the size of your business and you think you could go and rekindle relationships with customers, then go do that. But put it on the calendar. Jim, what do you think of that?
Commit to it. No, there's no question about it. Because, and see, how can you commit to others if you won't commit to yourself? This above
I
all.
This weekend.
This above all to thine own self be true. This above all to thine own self commit. What do you think?
I love that. I love you.
Ellen Rohr, ladies and gentlemen. Give us your website, Ellen. Ellen, I need your website.
And then you can go to ellenroar.com, ellenroar.com, and you'll find all my bare bones.
All her stuff. Tin Till, right back with Ellen Rohr. Don't unbuckle those seatbelts.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.